Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, the director of the Eurasia Program. We're looking at a conversation in Riyadh that happened several days ago between, importantly, the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, and the Foreign Minister of the Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov. The headline in the Financial Times this morning, speaking to that conversation: Russia asked U.S. for NATO withdrawal from Eastern Europe. And this, according to Romania. I mentioned that the Romanian prime minister attended the second day meeting in Paris with Mr. Macron. Perhaps he is influencing this headline. But in any event, what does that mean? Romania is part of the Black Sea Basin. Romania is on the front lines. It shares a border with Ukraine, not only Ukraine, but the Odessa Oblast, which theoretically is part of Novorossiya, although not now under attack routinely. It also is a budding Moldova that is constantly fearful of a Russian takeover. Anatole, please help me understand, withdrawal from Eastern Europe by NATO, that sounds like surrender. Is it meant to be?
Well, that's not entirely accurate. What the Russians are asking for is not that the countries should leave NATO, because they won't, and will be expelled from NATO, obviously, if you're talking about Poland and the Central Europeans. What they're asking for is that NATO return to the promise it made when NATO expanded in the 1990s, that NATO would expand, but American and West European troops would not be deployed in the new members. And the Russians thought that was nailed down in the Conventional Forces in Europe treaty, which, however, the Clinton and then the Bush administrations refused to ratify. So the Russians want to go back to that. But of course, to put it mildly, a lot has happened since the 1990s. And I don't imagine that I can hardly imagine that even the Trump administration will simply withdraw U.S. troops. I mean, what I've heard is that the U.S. administration will come back with a counter proposal for mutual limits. You know, for example, the U.S. and NATO promised to limit, you know, their troops in Poland and the Baltic states, and the Russians commit themselves to limit Russian troops in Belarus, for example. And you have to remember, you know, Belarus is the country that borders on Poland, and the Russians could promise to limit certain forces in Kaliningrad. And of course, if the Russians limit their forces in Belarus, well, you know, back in at the start of the Russian invasion, the Russians invaded via Belarus in part. So all of these are the kind of things which are going to be, you know, chewed over in the negotiations. But it's important, I think, to be accurate about what it is that the Russians are asking, because, you know, this is not a case of Yalta when the Russians taking over Poland and changing the government and so forth. That's absolutely, nobody in Russia dreams of that, and anyway, it's completely impossible.
The FT fills in the detail that the Romanian president's chief of staff for defense and national security advisor said that the U.S. delegation had rejected Moscow's demand, but that there were no guarantees that Washington would not eventually make the concession to Vladimir Putin. This becomes complicated only because we have not just secondary but tertiary source here. There are many interpretations. The Russians are looking to roll back the clock. I understand that. But what does that mean for Romania and Moldova? They're going to be alarmed. They're members of the EU. Romania is. And the NATO, they have NATO troops exercising right now. In fact, I saw a Telegraph ran a feature yesterday with video of UK troops in the trenches in the cold. I imagine they're training, but they're on the front line in Romania. What does this mean for the people of Romania?
But you see, it isn't the front line. There's no fighting on Romania's borders. There's no Russian plan to attack Romania. Why, as Putin said, why on earth would we do that? What could that possibly bring us? Russia doesn't want to grab part of Romania. The only way that you could get Romania into a war with Russia is, of course, if NATO troops are deployed to Ukraine, and that then leads to a war between Russia and NATO. Because, of course, if there's a war between Russia and NATO, or war between Russia and the European members of NATO, that will inevitably spread everywhere, by definition. It'll spread along the whole border. But it's not that... The front line in Ukraine is 600 miles to the east of the Romanian border of Romania. It's maybe it's a bit closer in the south. But in any case, it's a long, long way away. And the Russians, yes, they're advancing, but somebody did the calculations that at the rate of advance over the past year, it would take the Russians 114 years to conquer the whole of Ukraine. I mean, a Russian army suddenly appearing on the border of Romania is simply not going to happen. One has to be a bit. I understand their paranoia, but I don't think that we should endorse this kind of fear.
Final question. There's not enough time, but I rush it anyway. Is Atlanticism dead? 30 seconds.
Not totally. I mean, America needs air bases and naval bases in Europe to support Israel and project American power. What I think is dead is the expansion of Atlanticism. America will continue to defend NATO within its existing borders, but it will not allow NATO to expand further.
Anatole Levin, Director of the Eurasia Program at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.